Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, of course, one of the very special branches of our Blind Citizens Australia community is the women's branch, and they do some fabulous stuff each year at state and national conventions. And joining me to talk about that now is the president of the women's branch, Karen Passmore. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ricky.
Great to have you on, as always. And you've got some rather important stuff to tell us about what's coming up at convention and, of course, the AGM.
That's correct. Well, the women's branch on Saturday afternoon, after lunch, are holding their workshop. And the topic for this convention is the changing place of women who are blind or vision impaired in Australian society. Bit of a mouthful. And we have three guest speakers who will present to the audience and those who are listening on through the live streaming their experiences with education, socialising, training and job availability, motherhood. And we also have someone who's from an ethnic background who will explain education where English is not the first language, and going to university, and even travelling. So, as a blind person, so I think that will be very interesting. We will take questions and answers then for the next half an hour of that session. So, if anybody's got anything that they wish to know further from our three people, then they're very welcome to ask away. As well, we have our AGM, as you say, and this is the time when we change over our committee. Each person that goes on the committee signs up for 2 years, and then we have elections at every national convention. And a few of the people that have been on for a while are stepping aside, so we are going to elect some new committee members. And the AGM is very straightforward. And as well, we will be awarding our Diana Braun Aspirations Award for 2015. We are going to do a presentation at the AGM, and then we will repeat that presentation at the dinner in the evening on the Saturday the 10th of October. Now, we will be providing the reports and agenda in email format to our Women Talk list and to anybody who requests a copy, and this can be done to the office, who will put them in contact with us as the committee. And it will only be available in email format, unfortunately, as we just don't have the resources to do it in any other format. And that's about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. You've got a lot happening there. And I always like to talk about the relevance of the activities of the women's branch to men. And I think this year's topic for the workshop sounds particularly interesting. And, you know, I'd like to know, I guess, what sort of input are you looking for from men who might like to attend that workshop?
Well, I'm sure, really, that all the topic that we're going to cover, even motherhood, as far as fatherhood goes, will be relevant to men, because I'm newly blind, so I did a normal education in a sighted environment, and I had no problems whatsoever. I socialised with all the children in my street. I did a lot of travelling myself in my younger days, and when I was a mother, I was still sighted, and I brought up my children. And I mean, I found it hard enough being sighted. I can hardly imagine what it's like not having the sight. So I would say that men will relate very well to all the topics that we are covering in this workshop.
No, that's great, and I would very much recommend that you do attend as men, because it's important to have input from both sides. Just thinking about your recipe book as well, do you still have that for sale?
Yes, we have three copies available on hand, MP3 copies. They go for $30 each, and also we can take any orders for the other versions as well, which are the electronic zip version or the thumb drive USB stick, and they're $20 each. And if we have more people wanting the MP3 version, yes, we can definitely take orders on the day. So we'll have that. As well, we're going to do our auction at the meet and greet session, which is for those who will be attending National Convention. That will be Nutramedics products for men and women. And also we have our favourite, the jelly bean guessing competition that we will be running as well.
Ah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And we spoke a little while ago, about last November, I believe it was, about activities in regional areas in Australia and trying to get women from those regional areas more involved in the branch. Have you had much success along that line?
We had some radio stations interview us, country radio stations that was. We had some health centres contact our committee with some questions about promoting it. And we did have a few women from the country areas, rural areas, ring us, and I've spoken myself to a few. But, you know, they didn't want to really join Blind Citizens at all. They seemed to be happy enough with the services that they could get in their regional areas and obviously were quite happy to be dependent on their family and friends for everything else. So as far as gaining any members for the women's branch, we were unable to attract any. We're still hopeful, of course.
Yeah, but even so, you got some publicity there, and it sounds very important that, you know, people at least get the message and that they realise that you are available if they do want to contact you. So, you know, well done for doing that at least.
Well, this is true. We did ask libraries and CWAs to put out these flyers that we had made up. So hopefully they are still sitting up there, and if anybody should read them, and if they're not sort of directed right at a blind person, but as, do you know someone who is blind? So we are always hopeful that someone will contact us, yes, and we'll certainly let everybody know when we do sign on our first rural regional person who has seen one of the flyers. That would be fantastic.
That's great. Well, Karen, I do look forward to catching up with you in Perth. I'll be there in October, and really looking forward to a good convention this year, and certainly a very interesting women's branch workshop. So congratulations on putting that together, and we certainly encourage people to put their hand up to join your committee. There's some very important work that's done there, and you're always needing assistance, so feel free to put your hand up and let your skills be seen. Well, Karen, thanks very much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time with me on New Horizons, and best of luck for the upcoming AGM.
Thanks, Ricky, and that's my pleasure.
I was speaking there with Karen Passmore from the Women's Branch at Blind Citizens Australia. Now for some exciting news, and we have a couple of bilateral agreements that have been drawn up, and they've been announced this week, and they are between the New South Wales Government, the Victoria Government, the Victorian Government, and the Federal Government. So that's really exciting news, and it's great to have that underway. I'm going to read you here a release from the NDIS website, and it just gives some general information. I won't read out the schedule with which the rollout's going to occur, because they will differ from New South Wales to Victoria. So you can go onto the website and have a look at what that schedule's going to be, and I'll give that web address at the end of this little passage here. The NDIS is being introduced in stages because it's a big change, and it is important to get it right and make it sustainable. Existing service users and new participants will enter the scheme progressively. In Victoria, the NDIS will be rolled out across the state. People currently receiving the support through the Victorian Government will move to the NDIS at different times depending on where they live and the type of support they receive. The eligible clients who have the most urgent need for supports and who are on the Victorian Disability Support Register or who are on the Early Childhood Intervention Services waiting list will enter the scheme over the first 2 years of the transition. Access to a package of support will be provided no earlier than the 1st of July 2016. It is expected to take up to 12 months for eligible people with disabilities to enter the NDIS once the rollout starts in an area. Existing Commonwealth and state-based services and supports will continue until eligible people start their plans with the NDIS. And if you'd like to find out more information about the rollout, you can go to www.ndis.gov.au/news-bilats-NSW-VIC, and that should give you all the information you need. And just before we go this week, a reminder that registrations for the Blind Citizens Australia Convention, held on the weekend of 9th to the 11th of October, closed this Thursday, the 24th of September. So if you'd like to register for the convention, you can either jump on the website at www.bca.org.au and you'll find a link under the heading there to do with the convention registration, and that will take you to an online form. Or, of course, you can contact the office on 1-800-033-660, or the local Victorian number is 03-96-54-1400, and we can help you get that registration done. And to contact the McCure Hotel, which is where the convention's being held, you can call them on 08-9326-7000. That's 9326-7000. And the location of the McCure Hotel is 10 Irwin Street. That's I-R-W-I-N Street in Perth. Well, that's just about it for New Horizons this week. Please join me next week as we continue to explore the issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired. Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251 Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03-96-54-1400 or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Right on, dreams down.